Officer Curtis.
Complete whitewash from Colin Murray the other day on Oh, What's
Occurring.
Yeah. Let's play it again.
Oh, what's occurring?
I love your competitiveness.
Well, you know, 3-0.
It's just one of those days.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one. You know my flatmate?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I see him sometimes haplessly walking alone through the streets.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, yeah, I see him like once a month.
Really?
Yeah, just walking through. I think he's trying to see if anyone would recognise him.
Do you think?
Yeah.
It's gone to his head, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think
since
so.
The Scott Cam thing, it's just like, are you lot still here?
Yeah.
Right, he wants to get a pet because he's recently split up with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he thinks that it might be a nice idea. Ferret was a thing for a while. Okay. I don't want a ferret.
Yeah.
Then I suggested maybe getting a parrot.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's gone on to teacup pigs, which are...
What?
Yeah.
Pigs that are the size of teacups.
There was a guy got caught trying to smuggle two pigeons on a plane and was just reading about it in the paper there. Down his socks.
I thought that was the start of a joke.
So did I.
Down his socks, wrapped in newspaper. I think it was in Australia or something.
Here's my question.
Here's my question to you.
Do you think my flatmate can talk to the animals?
Hey?
What? Would he get on with a parrot? You know that parrot we had on the other day, Napoleon the parrot?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think... Well, how long would my flatmate stay on the phone for to Napoleon the parrot if I got Napoleon maybe to give him a ring? Obviously, it's just clips of the parrot.
Okay.
I didn't actually ask the parrot to call my flatmate because that's stupid.
Do you have to say that now?
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Okay. Well... But you said your flatmate had a girlfriend. Okay, so let me have a think.
Did have.
Well, do you know what's interesting? I walked past a parrot on holiday once talking to somebody and then they just talked back. Whatever I said, they talked back. So, you know, I think... And there's a lot of people with high-pitched voices, so you'd stay on the first 10 seconds, wouldn't you? Like, definitely. Who has to guess first?
Hoping it might be a new girl. Yeah, I think you are.
Well, I'll guess first as long as you don't do that thing.
I won't.
And your flatmate, oh, he's not sharpest tool in the box. I think you're probably going to stay on for about 38 seconds.
Okay, Chappers, what are you saying?
39. No, I'm joking. I don't. 20.
20 seconds.
I don't know.
Let's
That's
find...
That's the point of the game. You don't know.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is my flatmate talking to Napoleon the parrot.
Hello. Pardon? Who's this? Is that you, Joe? Come again. Joe? Is this you?
Joe?
Are you okay? I think you've got the wrong number.
Oh, that was close.
33 seconds.
I win.
You
yes.
win.
Yes.
Point. Is that really 33 seconds?
Yeah.
Was it?
Was that including the ring?
No.
Okay.
Also,
I'm trying to be fair.
Thanks.
Joe, is his sister?
Mm. Is his sister talk like that? Does she ever come round for dinner? You want chicken?
Oh, what's the kidding?
Does she fart a lot, his sister?
Do you know what? It's quite harassing to do that to someone, though, isn't it? Because it did sound like it was just a person in distress, you know? So you'd stay on for the first... My logic was you'd stay on for the start just in case it was somebody getting attacked or something. It did sound a bit weird.
And then hang up.
Yeah.
Right, so Colin is in the lead again. You know Sarah Cox?
Yeah.
What's her favourite thing in the whole world?
Sex.
It's not...
Food. She's changed, Colin.
There's nothing wrong with having a healthy appetite.
Exactly.
She likes.
What's her favourite thing in the world?
Food. She loves it.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
I love Sarah. She's great.
So do I. Yeah. We've already discovered how much she likes food a couple of times on this show. But here's my question to you. She does talk about it a lot. How many times this week has Sarah Cox mentioned food?
How many times?
Yeah.
In four shows?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 87.
No, seriously, last time it was more,
no,
I
don't
think.
Give him clues.
Was
it?
Sorry, yeah. So, Chapter says...
I've got 87, and you just said to him, no, last time it was more.
Sorry.
I can't imagine. In 8 hours of radio? No, how many hours of radio?
2¾ a day times four.
So, she mentioned it like... She only does a link every 10 minutes. She can't mention it every link.
Mm-hmm.
So I say she can't do more than 5 an hour. So that's, say, 15. I'm going to go 60.
60.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Sarah Cox talking about food.
Bag of sugar, pork, nice green gravy. I think we just need another brew. Gravy, a little bit of cheese, pork,
cookie,
pork, bit of parsley,
pork
and cheese,
pork,
donuts, to crisps,
bacon,
fizzy pork,
pork,
pork, bacon,
crunchy,
pork, with an half-eaten crunchy,
donut,
sipping a hot chocolate,
a sausage chip,
pork,
shoulder,
chip crackling,
fruit
crackling,
pork crackling,
pork shoulders,
chickens,
I'm gonna put me pork where my mouth is, pork, me gravy,
healthy food,
unhealthy food,
sugar in it,
sugar come down,
hot noodle,
hot noodle,
gravy,
some ribs on the side,
stir fry,
cheesecake,
chili chicken trifle,
Indian food,
takeaway,
curry house,
prawn patty,
corn patty,
puna,
curry houses,
badges,
curry,
tandoori,
curry house,
curry Bengal,
Balti King,
the mushy peas.
Is that it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was close. Can I just say you shouldn't count tea and hot chocolate? That's not...
No, but they're food stuffs.
That's not food. That's
what
not
do you
food.
Care? It was 64.
Yes!
Oh, Colin Murray, where yeah. What's occurring again? Yeah,
she likes her pork.
She does.
That came up a lot. Didn't it? Pork everything.
She always puts where her mouth is.
Here, is that 5 points in a row?
Yeah. Are we stopping now?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, right.
Why don't we do the third? Why don't we do the third
There isn't one.
Is it that bad radio that we're not doing the third one?
Here's a record.